Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
10 years ago, nearly 200 environment ministers from around the world gathered at a United Nations summit in Japan. On behalf of their countries, they signed up to 20 goals to slow the loss of the natural world. A decade on, the final report card from the UN has come in and it doesn't make for happy reading. Not a single one of those 20 targets was fully met. The major UN report on biodiversity warns that humanity is at a crossroads that will decide how future generations experience the natural world. Caroline O'Doherty is environment correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Caroline, what did the 20 targets cover?
They cover just about everything in nature. So all the ecosystems that you can imagine, from the oceans to the freshwater systems, from forests to grasslands and everything in between, and every species in between. So they really looked, it was a really global perspective on all the variety of ecosystems and habitats that we know.
None of them met, but six have been partially met.
Yes, it's been patchy. Okay, so for example, one of the goals was that deforestation, the rate of deforestation would halve at least and hopefully get to zero by 2020. It did reduce, the rate reduced by about a third over the last 10 years, but it's certainly not half, and it's a very long way from zero. All fish stocks and shellfish stocks in the world were meant to be fished sustainably and harvested sustainably by 2020. That was achieved in some countries and some regions, but again, it's very patchy. So they still reckon about a third of all fish stocks are overfished around the world. There were other issues such as there were goals to do with pesticide and fertilizer use. That has stabilized around the world, but it stabilized at a very high level and it hasn't reduced. So little bits of progress within the various headings and targets, but none of them fully achieved.
In previous years, this report has warned about the increased likelihood of zoonotic diseases spreading from animals to humans. They'd be within their rights to say, "I told you so" now. Do they devote much space to that again this year?
They certainly do make the links again, yeah. And this time it isn't theoretical, obviously, because it's right here in front of us. And all they can do is stress it again and hope that, you know, I think when people talk about and think about saving nature and biodiversity, they kind of think of it as somewhat removed from humans. And they're trying to, and what they've been trying to stress all along is, if we damage nature, if we damage ecosystems, we undermine our ecosystem as humans. As part of the natural world. And now they have their proof. What we understand of COVID is that it came from viruses that don't belong in humans getting into humans because we just interfered too much with their habitats.
So what do they do now after a 10-year-long project? Do they work out a new set of goals, or do we just say, look, there are 14 here that you still have to get done, folks?
Well, they're exercising huge patience because they've given another 10 years. They want to look at things by 2030, although there are annually countries and member states who signed up to this convention are supposed to give progress reports on how we're doing. And Ireland does that. So over the next 10 years, they've given us not 20 targets, but 8 transitions, obviously trying not to be repetitive. But, they do cover the same kind of areas again. They want to look at land and forests. They're saying, again, focusing on not using up any much, destroying any more land and getting the rate of deforestation down. There'd be a really big emphasis on fresh water because a lot of the pollution that's affecting fresh water, it affects freshwater species. It also affects freshwater availability to humans. Again, they're looking at sustainability, so not overfishing, and also sustainability in our food systems, which is agriculture, which is a big issue there. And they've drawn in a lot on cities and infrastructure. So in other words, green infrastructure in cities, getting nature and greenery into cities, making cities and urban areas healthier. And of course, climate action, which kind of will feed into all of that, because they know that the 2030 target is obviously a big one on that front, as well as for their particular focus.
Caroline O'Doherty, environment correspondent of the Irish Examiner. Thank you very much.